way for these boys to get in here. This is, of course, the weekly wrap-up. We're back to wrap up the week that was, January 31st, here to February 4th. A lot to talk about. If this is your first time checking out the show, make sure you follow us here on Podbean, and make sure you follow us over on the Instagram. We're going to wait for the rest of the guys to get in here, and we will be rocking and rolling with this week's weekly wrap-up. Pause here to note, welcome Laka, of course. We're just waiting on the rest of the panel here.
Okay, never mind, you're fine. I was gonna say turn the gain down on your mic because you were overloading in the beginning, but you're fine now.
Oh, perfect. Oh, you just texted the boys. Word. Oh yeah,
you just don't listen to me.
Word. Yeah, I mean, I think it was because I was turning the music off and jumped right into speaking. Just waiting on the boys here. And we will give the show rocking and rolling. We got a lot to talk about this week.
Yo, tell Bowen to join. He won't listen to me.
Clearly he won't listen to anyone. I mean, we text the group chat.
I told him to join like 6 times, and then he just went off on a rant. And
he won't join. We don't need him. Welcome, Cody. There we go. Let Cody join up quick. A little cold open of the show.
Yes, sir. Hello, boys.
Hey, what's happening?
What's popping? What's popping? Not much, man. How we doing? How we doing?
Beer in the chat, boys.
How was your week? How was everyone's week?
Ah, it's a great place to start.
Shout out, Bundy Beats.
Yeah, call in, brother.
Good to have you on the show.
Indeed. We got a lot to talk about this week. A lot of topics to tackle. Also, the debut of a new segment on the show. So we got a lot. Bunny Beats, hit the phone button next to the chat.
Hey, I didn't do anything for that new segment, so I'm just gonna post something out of my ass.
You weren't. Oh my god. Eventually, he'll under. Once we start the segment, I think that's when he'll finally understand it. I think.
Yeah,
I'm still gonna pull something out of my ass.
Well, you're gonna have to. Clearly. Clearly. Let's get Bundy Beats in here. Oh, our boy Will popping through.
He's asking you a bunch of questions, you know.
That's pretty much the crux of it. Yo, what's popping, Will? How you doing, brother? We'll be taking calls in a minute here. We just need Bundy Beats to join up.
It's the end of the week.
Finally. Long week.
I've made it.
At what cost? At what cost have we made it?
Right. Good point.
Shouts to Will on that grind. Absolutely. Way to go, brother. You love to see it.
Hey, that's a quick flex.
Hey, all right. Yeah, sure. We're going to let Will in here quick. Will will be joining us real quickly, and then we'll get into the opening rant here this evening. But now joining us, of course, you can find him at Sports Source. I believe he's got his other Instagram he will plug once we allow him in. But ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for a good friend of mine, Will, rejoining the program.
Hey, man.
Well, it's popping something.
Man, I mean, so actually in the past week or 2 weeks ago, I came together with like one of the people on my Raider page that you follow now, because I stepped away from the NBA page, as some may know. Do not go back to the NBA updates wire. I'm not currently on that account anymore. But past that, there's this one guy I went live with like every week during the NFL season, and I was like, fuck it. and I made him like a co-host, a part of the show that we're that I'm live streaming 3 times a week, possibly. We did 2 shows before. We had 40 views on the first one that we did, which was Tuesday. And then just last night, we hit 33. We've already hit 33 before the day even, like, before we even got to a day. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yes, sir.
And we, like, right before we hit it on Tuesday, the week before, I was only at 51 subs. And in the last week and a half, we hit 9 extra subs so far. So I was like, fuck it. Let's keep going. This grind is going to be, we're not going to stop grinding on that. But that sounds wrong.
Well, yeah.
Good
start. Good start.
Whatever. You know what? It didn't sound great, but you know what I meant. Hopefully.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
We all know you. I mean, the grind does not stop. The grind does not stop. So congratulations to you. Shout out on those views. Once again, plug where they can go to find it.
Well, you can go to the lvraiders.media. That is where I put my link in my page. And
That's convenient. That's not confusing at all.
Well, or less confusing in a way.
Okay.
Because we actually made our own Instagram page now. So you can actually go to... What the fuck? Who the fuck just messaged me?
What, were you using somebody else's? Or?
We actually got sports_source for a Instagram page. We actually post all our... We post mini clips from the shows that we do. We post it daily. So I'm like, hell fuck.
Yeah. I've made a few appearances on that show, so definitely go check it out. Sports Source. It's a good place to get real sports news, because we are going to give you the worst sports news probably this week.
Yeah.
That's our job.
Actually, you know what? Something
that is our job.
Something you don't find enough on my page is the Mina Kimes hate.
Damn right. Oh, she's in a rant this week as well. She's in a rant. She was back trending. Actually, we'll probably do that. Let's start there then, boys. Let's start there. We'll start with that story since Will is with us. Will, if you would just join us for this quick topic.
Yeah.
Over. I want to say Tuesday and Wednesday. I don't know the exact date. Who really cares? But Mina Kimes is trending once again because Jeff Garcia, the one who called her out for never taking an NFL snap in her life, she can't analyze football. Sure, he's a dick. But she's not the only one he's done this to. Jeff Garcia has said this to male reporters, to female reporters, to any reporter you want to imagine. Jeff Garcia is a dick. There's no way around it. He's a dick.
He does not. So he will do what he wants.
Exactly. And that's exactly what happened here.
I was laughing when he called her out like that. I was like, fuck, you know what? I mean, I agree with you all the time, Jeff, but God, good ass.
It was pretty funny. It was pretty funny. And so basically just calling her out saying, you know, you never played a snap. Exactly.
Get a life.
Well, I don't know if he went that far. I don't think he went that far. Hopefully not.
That would be funny.
It'd be great.
It'd be like, suck a dick. Stop talking sports.
Asking for a cancellation, though, if we're going to keep it a bean on the bean, if you will.
I hope
so.
I grow up and marry Mina Kimes.
I don't know if you should ever say that.
I hope I grow up one day.
Dude, wait a minute.
She finds this podcast of us always shitting on her.
Oh, she will.
Actually,
she's got rabbit ears.
I was gonna say for the Mina Kimes. Outside of that, there was something else I wanted to tell you that was put out and reported from the Washington Football page. He actually sent me the tweet that was put out. A former cheerleader or whatever had called him out. I was like, yeah, finally.
I have been on that fucking story since the moment it somewhat broke. I am telling you, Dan Snyder sexually abused those cheerleaders. I have been on that fucking story. And the fucking rocks are starting to fall now, boys.
I was finding it funny because the one Washington Football page, I don't know what it is, but this one guy just doesn't seem to have brain cells. He's like, you know, that's just a rumor. I'm like, no, it's been put out by multiple people. It's not a rumor. It's true.
It's dead ass true. It's being covered up is what's happening. I've been on this story, and I'm telling you, I honestly want a little bit of credit when the fucking final domino falls and Dan Snyder's out of there for covering up multiple rapes, multiple sexual assaults. I want a little bit of credit.
Yeah, no, what apparently this one had said was that he had tried to, so he like pretty much like groped her and stuff and tried to pour into a, what was that, a Lamborghini or whatever the fuck, or like a limo?
Probably.
It was a limo, but yeah, again, whatever it was, it doesn't matter. He still did it. I don't care what anyone says.
Brixer.
Right.
Brixer.
Hold on. Hold your thought, Bundy Beats.
Hey.
Welcome, Bundy Beats.
Welcome.
Brixer. What's happening?
Hurry, because I'm going to forget.
Okay.
Hurry. I got a good question for you.
No, you go. Ask your question. Don't forget.
Who's worse, Dan Schneider or Rob Schneider?
Oh, my God.
Like, it's either harassing the children on the cast of iCarly or it's harassing young cheerleaders. Who's worse?
Isn't Schneider like?
It's just a cursed last name.
Hey, wrap it up, bro. I'm not gonna lie, it runs in the family.
Hey, what's your name? Tommy.
That's Will. That's our boy Will.
Hey, Will, are you a Libra? You sound like a Libra.
I am a Capricorn.
Oh shit. Nice.
Jesus Christ, Bundy Beats. What an entrance.
Thank you, fucking entrance. I came in with a WWE entrance.
Fucking elbow drop from the ladder, baby.
I'm just showing off. It's a performance.
You just knocked that one right out of the park.
I mean,
I got three dogs sleeping with me and two cats.
You see these fucking...
Bricks, one more thing, bro. I am surrounded by animals right now. I got three dogs sleeping on me and two cats on one on each side of me.
Is that a metaphor for whores?
I don't know.
Hey, I could not say that on your show. I have to watch what I say.
Did you not just hear that last sentence?
Hey,
I definitely just have to watch what I say, though. He's got all the, like, hey, he can say whatever the hell he wants. He ain't going to get killed by no woman. I'm trying to... I'm trying to live, buddy. So I got my little safe line, you know. Shit.
Nothing wrong with that. But I do want to circle back here and kind of tie the knot after Bowen just sent the biggest bombshell of the Schneiders, which was a phenomenal way to join this week's
They're
program.
Not rich enough to destroy my life anymore because they've spent so much money on, you know, like the court cases.
Oh my god!
Oh fuck it! Oh, pretend you're a kid and you got diddled. I mean.
I'll tape some kids to my knees. I'll walk around on my knees.
Whoa!
I'll tape some kids.
Sure. So we gotta stop with that, bro.
I got some puppy dog eyes.
Bro, you just said you would walk on your knees, bro?
Yeah. I got some puppy dog eyes. I could lure in the Schneiders.
Oh!
That's all I'm
saying. That's true.
Whoa!
That's a big lawsuit, Will. That's a lot of money. You might not know it yet.
Hey, that's a lot of money. As soon as they hear me say the word daddy, it's done for.
It's over. It's in the bag.
Game over.
Hi,
Mr. Schneider. I'm a big fan.
Okay. Wait. What did you just say? You just said I'm a big guy?
What's your name, Timmy?
Tom? Will.
Man, hey, wrap it up, bro. I'm not gonna lie. That makes actually a funny story. So there was another show that invited me on, and the show host, I gave him my name Will, and he gives them the name Eric. I'm like, what the fuck? Where'd you pull this from? So we were doing this was the first week of the playoffs, right?
They're calling you Eric.
No. I'm sitting there on the show, and they're like, Eric, what are your predictions? I'm sitting there on the camera. He goes, wait, what is your name? I'm like, it's Will. He's like, and then he's like, I gotta go for a second. And the one guy goes, oh, the coach always goes, well, he's gonna go look for Eric.
That's see, Eric.
At that point, you just kind of roll with it.
You're like just sitting there waiting for Eric to answer.
At that point, you do have to kind of roll with
and
it.
And I'm like, dude, I gave you my name. He goes, You gave me my name? Like, wait, but what's your name?
Really?
I'm like, did you not pay attention to our whole spiel? We were on call for like 20 minutes. I gave you my name. I gave you everything you need to know about me. I'm a Raider fan. You know, you crucified me for that because you're a Denver Donkey fan. But, you know, I crucified you back. But, you know.
You know.
I'm actually not allowed back on that show because I don't know. I walked off the show when they were talking about, like, predictions for the season. I walked off because it was fine because they were like, Jimmy G's going to go win a title.
Are you talking about basketball right now?
No.
Football.
football.
Oh, my bad.
I was on a football podcast before I started my thing up, and I can't remember what they said. It was like this like Bronco fan was like, man, I believe if we got Jimmy G, he could probably play better than Teddy Bridgewater and go win us a title next year. And I just completely walked off the show for a moment. And then I don't know. I guess I'm not allowed back on. I haven't been invited back on.
Really?
I want to give you pushback, though. Walking off is a big pussy move, in my opinion. You got to stand your ground there.
I walked out of my camera for a second.
Nah, facial expressions do the job in a Zoom, son. Come on.
I didn't do a Zoom. It was a StreamYard.
Same fucking thing.
Whatever. Everything I do nowadays is on StreamYard, if you guys know.
We do Zoom. Zoom's easier for us because we can grab the MP3 file, post it on the Spotify. But to tie the first topic into a knot, and then we'll get into some more here.
Fucking yeah. Mouth.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, for any Washington fan, how does it feel for your owner to be a fucking rapist, fucking dumbass?
That's also true. That wasn't the first point I was getting at, though. Mina Kimes is once again trending over the week, basically for once again being like, oh my God, I'm a woman. Look what happens to me. Bam. I'm so sick of that whole act. We've been over that a million times.
You didn't hear what I just said. I'm going to guess, but I said, shut up, whore.
I mean, I don't think she's really a whore. She's had the same fucking loser boyfriend for like 5 years. Dude's a twat.
You don't know what she's doing on the side.
That's true. That's true. Welcome to that chick, BB. I don't know what was hilarious about that, but...
Yo, did you just like... scooter yourself to the shin or ankle? I have never had such an aggressive meow.
What?
My God, he's like, meow, meow. I don't know.
I don't think he said meow. He said meow, he's out of here. Yeah, bro, see ya. I didn't expect her to stick around.
I didn't say
that's meow, like a skateboard to the crevice. Ouch. How do you evolve meow?
What?
To what?
What Jesus the fuck Christ. Are you talking about?
What the fuck? He's talking about Pokemon.
Tell me. Everyone knows that. We're out here off the rails.
Bro, guys, I don't know what we're doing at this point. I thought we were talking about Mina Kimes, and here we are talking about
Pokemon. Nah, dude, we're just yanking our dicks, dude.
What fuck?
Dick measuring contest, as they say.
Man, I measured on a ruler. Let me check.
I don't think anyone asked. I actually don't think we asked. I think we just said what was happening. We're going to keep it a buck. Keep it a buck on the bean.
Keep it a century.
Oh,
to be honest, dude, I don't even have to pull out the tape, dude. I just like use that little black part at the end of the tape measure.
I thought we were past this part. I really thought we were past this part.
All right, Brex, you got it. You get the lasso.
Thank you. So here we go. Cowboy. Here we go. So this is a story very passionate to me, a story very passionate that we've had on the podcast before, which you can find on Spotify. Shouts to that chick, BB. If you're not already, be sure to follow the show on Instagram at @therapitupodcast_ between each word. We've talked about this a couple of times, Cody and I have. It's the Business Insider, Julia Black versus Dave Portnoy and Barstool Sports. Now, this has been a story we have kind of covered a few times. I've never really been a Business Insider guy. I don't really care about the insides of business. That's not my interests. I have been a Barstool fan, so maybe there is a little bit of bias. Sure, let's start there because I'll keep it right down the middle. Unlike these articles. So about a month ago, Business Insider and Julia Black, who at the time was a freelance journalist.
Love you. Bye-bye. Jasper, go. Okay. Go. Go on.
Are you done?
Going to bed. Night. Bedtime.
What the hell?
What's the word? Good night? Bedtime?
Stay.
Come on. Go to bed. Jasper, I love you.
Okay.
I love you so much.
What is happening?
Waiting for Bowen to stop talking.
Oh, right. I forgot I was on a podcast. I'm trying to figure out what my parents tell him when it's bedtime. Bedtime.
I don't care.
I'm so sorry. I completely forgot.
It's fine. So at the time, about a month ago, Julia Black was a freelance journalist who was not getting paid, was not producing any really decent articles, if we're going to be honest. No one was reading them. No one cared about them. releases the hit piece about Dave Portnoy and Barstool Sports, which Portnoy ultimately was able to basically debunk all of it and say that none of it was true. A lot of it was basically just Dave Portnoy likes rough sex. Now, I've said on this podcast multiple times, if you were to release my flirty texts, that'd be the end of me. I would disappear. I do not want those ever published. Ever.
I turn into a ever. Ghost so fast.
Oh my god, you couldn't count to three fast enough. I would be out of there. So that's basically what this first hit piece was. Now, over, I believe it was Thursday, right before Barstool Sports, who is co-owned by Penn National Gaming, they were supposed to have a earnings call. Business Insider comes out with a Dave Portnoy hit piece. It hurts the Penn stock. It looks bad on Barstool. So this is all well-timed. And once again, Portnoy has the facts that deny all of it. None of it's true. Once again, it's mind-boggling what Business Insider is doing. They're throwing mud at the wall, hoping something eventually sticks, which is sickening. It's modern day journalism. We've said it multiple times on this show. It is post and run. We stand behind everything we say on this fucking podcast. On anything we post, we stand behind that shit 1,000%. These people post and they go private.
I stand behind everything I say except for the last sentence I just said.
Thank you. Anyways.
What?
It completely negates everything.
And it's, you are a...
behind everything I say.
You are really great at being the boulder in front of a freight train on this podcast.
Fuck you guys.
Fuck you.
He said, fuck you guys.
That's my co-host. I can tell him to fuck off. Anyways.
You're fired. You're rehired.
It is now. You shut up.
You're fired. Anyway. Yes. That was a good one, bro. That was a good one. You're fired. You're hired. You're fired.
That is a good one. We'll get to that. To tie it all in a knot. Officially, as of last night, Dave Portnoy is, I believe, going to file the lawsuit against Julia Black, which he'll get like $20 for because she's fucking worthless. And Business Insider, who's CEO is Henry Blodgett. He is certified by the SEC as a scumbag, basically, because he has swindled money. He's told people these stocks are really good, and then they just bought him out, and he takes their money. He's a shitbag. He's a dirtbag. He's a terrible person, and he's the CEO of Business Insider. So officially, I believe Dave Portnoy is going to file a lawsuit for defamation of character against Business Insider and Julia Black. And Julia Black, you're still welcome on the program. I know you blocked me on Twitter, but you're still, I'd still love to have you on. We can have kind of a fair playing field, if you will. I mean, you're the one who decided to slant the playing fields, but the invitation is always out there.
Yes, sir.
That's my rant on that, boys. Welcome to the weekly wrap up.
Well, it's good to be here.
Great to be here. Great to be here. So let's
beer in the chat.
Let's really start. We got Will here, so I guess this would be a topic for him before we get into rapid fire tonight, the first segment of Lacka's podcasting career, which I cannot wait for. But since we have Will here, we might as well get the football portion out of it, and then we'll get the rappers kind of take on the halftime portion of it. Super Bowl.
I'm so excited for that.
Super Bowl coming up 2 weeks. We'll start with the football portion of it, like I said, since we have Will here, and then we'll get, you know, the rappers, all you guys, we'll talk halftime show and what we expect from that. But let's start Bengals, Rams.
Are you talking about me?
Rams. Before we even get into any semanticals, I want to keep it simple. You're Bundy.
Hey,
before we...
No, I'm Bengals.
Oh, primetime, our boy. Bro. And he's joining at the right time. We're talking Super Bowl. We're talking
Bricks.
Super
Bowl.
Burns
aren't real. We're going to talk Super
Bowl. Burns aren't real.
I wouldn't be surprised if like Joe Burrow came out of this game with like bruised ribs. Like 20
Yo, fucking beer in the chat, my dude.
What's up? What's up? Birds aren't real. I mean, I could get behind this movement. I don't like birds at all. My boy Toby in here. Love Toby and part of the TD show. Great interview. Go check that one out on our Spotify. Birds are horrible.
I know, dude. They be shitting everywhere.
They shit on everything. I mean, he's not wrong. He's not wrong. Birds shit on fucking everything. What's popping, Toby? We're talking a little bit of Super Bowl. Then we're going to talk the halftime show, why we're excited for it. We got some rappers in the panel here tonight, why they love this upcoming halftime show. We have a lot to talk about. Bengals? Rams?
I don't know. Every time you say Bengals, Fricks, I'm not kidding. Every time you say Bengals, I think you're talking to me.
It's a tiger. And then it's a fucking tiger.
I know.
I don't know how to put it any more simple than that.
No, I zone out for a second. You're like, Bengals. I'm like, what? What?
Bengals.
And you're not talking.
Birds aren't real. If you're not following the show on Instagram, be sure to head over to Instagram. Follow the Rapid Podcast.
Ducks are horrible, too. I don't know, dude. I've seen a duck before.
Dude, I'm a Kings fan. I hate the Anaheim Ducks. They stink.
I've seen a duck before, my dude. I don't know. What about a ballard? Huh?
What?
It's called a mallard.
Yeah.
I put a B in front of it because Bunny's got to label everything.
That's a form of music, and it's called a ballad.
Right.
Chat, what are we thinking?
That's promiscuous.
I hate this
kid. To presume.
Jesus Christ. Welcome, Doyle. Welcome. Welcome to the weekly wrap-up. It's nonsense in here.
Hey, shut up.
I think all ducks are good.
No, the Anaheim Ducks.
Geese are horrible.
Geese are awful. Geese are my shit everywhere. Swans and the Anaheim Ducks suck, so like, why are we supporting Ducks? Ducks can go do
chat pouring out for the boys.
Hey, beers in the Jets. Beers in the Jets.
I need some beer.
Yo, guys, think about this as a team name. The Milwaukee Ducks.
Hey!
You just... Bowen, I hate you! We've all been there. We've all been there. Indulge, if you will.
If we had a sports team name, do you know what our team name would be?
Oh God.
The Rapid Up Rubbers.
No, we wouldn't. Yes, it would. What sport?
Tell me it wouldn't be.
What sport?
I'm investing
all the sports.
Basketball, I don't know if that one makes too much sense. I mean, you need to wear a rubber when you get with a cheerleader, so that one's there.
Every time you get with a lady, you're stuck with a lady.
Thank you. Thank you for giving us the sex ed advice, Will.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute.
I didn't know what I was doing.
Football, I don't know. Who's winning the Super Bowl? I mean, that's kind of what we're here for.
Let them tie. Both of them can go home with the trophy.
I'm thinking of my boy Joe Scheisty.
Who's taking it, though? What do you think, NBA?
No, honestly, Rams won it.
Not gonna lie, if the Bengals win, we might watch Joe Scheisty come out of there with like broken ribs or something, bro. That old line sucks dick.
I'm going for Bengals.
Like, they were trying to get him killed in the week against the fucking Titans.
It's true. They're testing him.
Yeah, they're
gotta show strength, baby.
They're gonna see how much more his leg can hold up in that game because I don't know, man.
It'll be interesting. I think the Rams will win.
When you have Von Miller, fucking Aaron Donald, fat ass coming at you, and then you have Leonard Floyd.
So Brooks has the.
I got the Rams. I'm going LA.
I'll go LA.
Bengals. I got the Bengals.
Aaron Donald might actually break. We might actually watch the road man get broken in the middle of that game.
Will, you got LA?
Yeah, I'll take LA.
Cody, what do you got?
My, I don't know how to say this properly. My head says LA. My heart says Bengals. I think that's what I want to say.
Ooh.
Man, you in love with someone on the Bengals? Yeah, damn.
No,
yeah,
Joe Burrow.
I just feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like they should.
I mean, hey, we were listening to talk. I feel like
they probably have a less chance, especially in the future as well.
Lich and
LA is kind of the
LA.
I feel like
they're the underdog. You know,
we'll get to that. Like, but
Eminem's
our boy Toby's got the Rams. That's another pick for LA. Lack, you are sitting on an island. Bundy Beats, who you got?
I got the Milwaukee Ducks.
For the love of Christ, get with the fucking program. You have to take the home team. They're literally the home team. Bundy Beats. LA Rams, just Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, yeah. I agree with Laka.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh, what did he say? What did he say?
Okay, so I said I agree with Laka, and Laka's like, me too. Like, he agrees with himself.
That's not what I was, nope, not what I was getting.
I just don't see the Tigers going back to the Super Bowl.
How about this? Tigers.
The fucking Bengals, pal, the bagels.
Bagels.
The fucking
Tigers.
What, is this like the Rams versus the bagels at this point? It's not the Bengals, it's just the bagels?
The fucking English muffins, dude.
That's what Rams got it. Rams got it. I expect a boring Super Bowl. I really do. Who's I think it'll be
the halftime show. Brooks, not boring at all.
Brooks.
Oh, we're getting there.
You being such the whiz you are with this kind of stuff, like, who's the best player for this team? Who's the best player for this team?
Who the fuck is dying?
What is that? You got a catheter?
Seriously.
What the
fuck? We're hearing the pee coming out.
Wait, what?
They call me PP Bigums.
Okay, bro. Oh my god, bro.
Will, where is he going? Banging. Will, I have just the weirdest feeling. I just have the weirdest feeling that you don't like me anymore.
I mean.
Oh, come on.
That makes good radio. That makes good radio, baby.
Yeah, who is blowing inside a toilet paper tube?
I think I have a guess.
Brooks,
you sound like my car trying to start in the winter.
Hey, man. Hey, man. I'm going to have to hear that. I'm going to have to hear what your car sounds like. Because, I mean, hello, boys.
Yeah. It's a Mazda.
Anyways, so okay. I think we'll let him take a breather. You psychopath, Will. Yeah, I mean,
mute him? Yo, that's so
I did.
Look at the chat.
Right, whatever he's saying. Anyways, I do want to thank Will for coming through. I do want to thank Will for coming through.
Before he came on.
I love
it. I mean, he's a psychopath. He's a psychopath. Will, we'll be talking to you very soon. But we're going to dive into our final topics here tonight, but thank you for coming through, my brother.
Yeah, sure, my
psychopath. Justin Will, one of our favorite fucking wild boys. Yeah, you're going to have heart issues, my friend. You really are. So, I mean, we're technically split, but at the same time, I do think the Rams are going to take that one.
Well, someone had to vote for the Bengals.
It's true. So, that's true. I don't see it. I don't see it, but I was hoping the Raiders
won. My heart, I want the Bengals to win.
I don't really want them to win. I don't think they're that cool.
No, they're not.
Who the fuck likes Cincinnati?
They're not going to come back, so it's kind of like, yeah, change
it up. It's not the Cincinnati part. It's the Bengal Tiger part that I like.
Yeah, they should be the Cincinnati Harambes. I mean, let's keep it a buck.
Wow, that's where he died at? Yo.
Yes, the Cincinnati Zoo.
Oh, wait, really? No.
Yes! I'm dead serious.
I think you're the only one in the world who hasn't known that. Yeah, I mean,
I was so hooked on that shit in high school.
He's the only one who would.
You fucking cunt. Mm.
Yeah.
Told you.
Lack of breaking the ice with the awkward silence. He's just like, yeah.
I told you. I told you.
That was the Cincinnati's best thing ever.
I was on that shit. From the beginning. Once Harambe died, that was like my whole high school personality.
You
like
were riding that wave before you really even ever played our first round of golf. Like before you.
This is 1,000% true. 1,000% true.
You've been on this wave for a year.
Shouts to my boy Harambe.
Over and over.
Yeah, but
he's
still,
my man.
100% Eminem's going to win the Super Bowl.
How do you know that?
So let's get into it. Let's get into it. That's one thing we did tease for tonight as well. The halftime show. Has the chance to definitely be one of the best.
Okay.
Got Dr. Dre, Eminem, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, Mary J. Blige, I believe.
Yes, sir.
I think that's it as of right now for announced.
You really can't, in this day and age, you really can't ask for any more of an all-star lineup for that.
I don't think you can.
Not speaking about any of the NFL teams' all-star lineup. No. No. This is hip-hop and R&B all-star lineup that they have is astronomical on a whole nother level. I'm so stoked that we'll be able to get to see.
And at that stadium, too?
Yes, at that stadium, with all the cameras.
It's going to be nuts.
Oh, my God, dude.
I'm surprised these days it wasn't, like, all that fruit shit, you know?
Yeah, because last year was the weekend, and that was the worst
halftime show I've
ever seen in my entire life. I don't even like the halftime shows, you know?
To be honest, I don't
Shakira
mind.
Shakira and Jennifer Lopez one was actually pretty good.
I might have rubbed one out to that one. Keep it a bean.
But it could
have
been
nothing
a lot
will
worse.
Ever touch.
It could have been a lot worse.
Eminem, Dr. Dre, Mary J. Blige, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar. You can't touch that.
I don't know. Justin Timberlake showed us a titty on national television.
Thank you.
I mean, that's that's pretty fucking impressive.
I was very young when I saw that.
What a good fucking guy, dude.
That's what I said. He's a hero to the world, if you will. He's like, here's a hip. Look at it. Happy halftime, fuckers. Man's a legend. Man's a legend. He's showing us a little nipple action on a Sunday night. That's the only thing
funny,
you can look forward to.
Before I even found out who was on the halftime show lineup for this year, I was going to work and randomly I listened to random songs that go through my phone. The song The Message came on from The Chronic, and it has Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, and Mary J. Blige on it. And this was before I knew that they were even going to be part of the show. So it's just
that's
how you know it's going to be a good one.
Me and Dobie in the chat, like Janet Jackson's nipple at that. Jesus Christ, that fucking sent me. I mean, that was a blessing to humanity. So shouts to Justin Timberlake. I don't know how you top that. I mean, I was honestly hoping we would have saw a little Shakira nipple, but
Shakira
tit.
I don't know what the fuck's wrong with
this. Hey, beggars can't be choosers, I guess.
These days, huh?
Right. So should we talk Neil Young here? Who here is a big Neil Young fan?
I don't even know who that is. What are you?
Good answer.
His songs are on the radio, right?
I assume so.
You know that thing that we used to call a radio? Where you used to be
no one listens to anymore?
Turn it on. Yeah, you used to be able to turn it on and actually listen to, like,
yeah, dude,
music.
I was, like, real confused. Like,
you know,
what
do you remember those days?
What are you talking about?
I mean, I don't think I've ever listened
I had, like,
to the radio
like,
in my
one
car.
One vague memory. Like, I had a little deja vu there for a second.
Like, it's always Bluetooth and podcasts. Like, I have no interest in listening to the radio. Which brings us to our point here, Neil Young. I don't know if this was on our last show or not, but Neil Young is pulling his music from Spotify because they will not deplatform Joe Rogan.
Talked about this last week, yeah.
Okay, so more has came from that. Now, officially...
What's wrong with Joe Rogan? Hey, Janet Jackson nipple.
Neil Young pulled
I like this dude.
From Spotify because Spotify was not giving him enough? Is that how I'm understanding it?
So I believe the whole thing is like really convoluted in a way, but it's basically Neil Young is upset because Joe Rogan has people who have different views on basically who might be anti-vax, if you will. Now that's not what we're here to get into. We're not here to get into the vaccine. Anti-vax. We don't give a fuck about that.
No, sir.
The whole thing with the idea that it's kind of came down to the mainstream media, quote unquote, canceling Joe Rogan for misinformation. When the mainstream media is the biggest machine for misinformation, if we're going to be honest.
God.
Try to make a villain.
They need, believe it or not, and this might be a wild take, but they kind of need their Trump to attack. And Rogan is not that at all.
They're trying to make a villain. So they're trying to make
exactly
Rogan like Thanos or something.
That's a great point. I 1000% agree with that. I think that's exactly what's happening. But I don't understand it. Like, if you listen to Rogan's podcast, that's what the thing. I don't think it's people who listen to Rogan's podcast. I think it's people who get the little snippets where they're talking about, say, being anti-vax or whatever it may be.
But also, I know Joe Rogan talks about a bunch of not only really
on edge political stuff, but like a bunch of conscious things too. Like he's trying to make people realize what's wrong with the world, and the people on top don't like that, so they'll try to shut you down no matter what.
I agree.
I 1000% agree.
I agree. Whatever. I feel like nowadays, like, it's almost common knowledge because, like, everyone is. I feel like more and more people each year are getting more into the conspiracy. Like,
it's not even conspiracy. You can see how our society is going. Like,
why are we destroying? It's not. But, like, in their eyes, it's a conspiracy. Oh, we don't really see this happening because that's how they want you to see it. It's fucking dulled and shit. But, like, shit's just not going according to plan. You know, we're destroying the Earth and shit, right? Blah, blah, right? It's like more people are willing to believe it because obviously.
Oh shit, the FBI got Bundy.
Obviously, something's wrong.
Holy Christ.
What was that? Bro, you sound like a fucking cyborg.
A goddamn robot.
It's the lag.
Are you?
Exactly. The lag. They're coming for us. They're coming for us. Yeah. We're done.
As soon as we started talking about that, you know, they're on to us.
That's a joke. It's a joke. But no, it's just so.
Yeah, they're beer in the chat, boys.
Don't even
it's just shocking to me.
Pour one out for Betty White.
Harboring.
Pouring one out for Betty.
The whole thing is shocking to me that, like, they've kind of, like you said, tried to make Joe Rogan out to be the villain. Like, this is a guy who's had Bernie Sanders on his podcast.
Right. And they don't like that. They want you to be stupid. That's why they're putting fluoride in our water.
That's true. Except unless you live in the hills over here. And then we get that well water, baby. Which is probably frozen tonight because it's like 10 degrees in Massachusetts. Just fucking sick. I love it here.
Life, huh?
I want to kill myself. Good lord. But I think it's too. I mean, especially with the Neil Young thing. Like, millions of people listen to Rogan's podcast. How many people are streaming Neil Young music to this day? Like, let's keep it a bean.
I think my grandmother was like,
yeah, but
maybe if she accidentally clicks on it.
Spotify, though.
Right. Like, they're too old to know how to use Spotify. Hmm. All right, before we get into rapid fire here tonight, and we'll have Lack explain that when we get to it. I do want to get into our last topic of the night. Oh, I also want to send a special shout out to our boy Toby, who's stuck around here. Thanks to you, brother. What were you going to say?
If you want to extend the podcast, I got some hot news. I legally changed my name. I did it. I'm not kidding. I legally changed my name.
To what?
Gofy, I want to end it with a bang, so that's what we're going to talk about.
Okay.
Do your topic first. Nope.
Hold on. Before you switch topic, I just want to. Did you have Come to pay on. For it?
Questions? Yeah, it's like $175.
You paid $100-something to change your name?
$125, bro.
Yeah, I think we're going to start here. My topic can get on the back burner.
No, I don't want. Hey, it's my topic. I think I got a little leeway in the say of, like, can we just do it last? Like I said, end it with a bang.
I guess.
Nobody knows about either. Cody's in this chat, right? Cody's still here? Cody! You don't even know, bro. Oh, I love it.
Good lord. Okay.
What's wrong with Bowen, huh?
I love it. No, I still kept that in my name, but I still changed it.
You're so strange. You're a strange
dad was
individual.
A drug addict and an idiot. Like, fuck his name.
Sure. We'll get to that. Final topic, then we'll get to we'll do Bundy's topic, and then we'll do rapid fire because we have to end with rapid fire. Sorry, Bundy.
Oh, you final want to talk topic
about
right now?
No. We'll do the topic that I had.
Okay, cool.
Mark Wahlberg believes that he can play Bill Belichick in a Bill Belichick movie.
I think so.
I do not.
I would like to see it.
I'm so sick of Mark Wahlberg.
Even if it's bad, I'd like to see it. I know, but if any movie that comes out that has to do with Massachusetts or Boston, he's in it.
Mark Wahlberg, like the bombing and Ted? Oh, with the Boston accent?
Yes. And his fake Boston accent? At least I take the pride to say that I can't fake one.
It's not fake, though, because he's from Boston.
Did you hear his most recent interview?
What?
I think he was on Pat McAfee's show. You got to go look at it. He does not have that accent in any way, shape, or form.
No, he doesn't.
Not one bit.
But he's from Boston.
we, none of us, have those good accents, and we've all been in that area. Like
during one of the very first podcasts, that was way too funny. How weird it is that someone a couple hours away from us, not even like an hour and a half away from us, has a completely different accent. Isn't that
wild
to think about?
It's wild. It's weird.
No,
especially our
accent. It's not that weird.
A couple hours north, then there's another accent. You know, it's just, it's weird how the world works.
And they're all awful. Like our accents are ridiculously awful. Like we like somehow got stuck between like a weird New York and a weird Boston accents. Somehow, some way, we got fucking like circle fucked.
I catch myself saying things, and I'm just like, why did I say it like that? You know,
wicked.
Yeah, I say wicked a lot. I do say
me
wicked
too.
A lot. And then I think it's weird when someone's like, "Did you just say wicked?" I'm like,
"Yes."
Yeah, is that not normal?
Dude, isn't that fucking wicked weird, dude?
Yeah,
oh,
dude,
Jesus
like
Christ. Play to the crowd, baby. Play to the crowd.
Hey guys, I got a side note if it's okay. I have
okay.
a question. I have a question for John Lacka. I have a question for Lacka.
Yeah.
Lacka, one through 68.
68.
Oh, my. Okay. Wow. Sorry, guys. I just had to ask my friend a question.
Anyways,
It wasn't even relevant to anything. There wasn't like a. Like,
no, I was having him choose my.
Not one bit.
my fighting game character. I was like, Lacka, who am I going to be? And he told me. There you go. Hey, boys.
Yes. To that point, though, like Lacka said,
The grass is green. You know what I mean?
And water's wet. So.
Water is wet.
It is.
It's I honestly wonder, Lacka, to your point, I do wonder, like, sometimes, because, you know, I'm not very that cultured. Like, I've spent most of my life in Massachusetts. I wonder if it is that same thing, because Massachusetts is so, like, technically close together.
Is
like, we can
wet?
Get across the state.
It's such a small state.
Easily.
There's so many different, yeah. I guess, cultures, you would say.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I wonder,
like to like an Australian or something, you know,
right? Or even like in somebody in Ohio or Iowa, like is it
right.
the same where they have different accents?
Or
if you go
Boston,
a little bit north,
an hour and a half away,
yeah,
from
like because you go like
what
the
do
city
I sound like to them?
In like Tennessee, it's like city cuts mm-hmm. right to country. It's like
right. And do the accents
like,
change like dramatically or no?
Well, I mean, like yeah, in certain areas, it's kind of like a little different. Some people are just.
I think Massachusetts is pretty unique for that, where you can kind of go
it
anywhere
kind of
and you'll get a completely different one.
Good diversity.
Oh, yeah.
It's like some
but technically, everyone has an accent.
Talking weird. Some people are talking different.
That's true. That's true. Like, all right.
Just like here in Northampton, like, you'll be hearing somebody like.
Oh, boy.
Talk, I don't know. Fucking.
Yeah, Northampton's probably the most diverse.
Yeah, you know what I'm
saying? Well, they're the most progressive. Guys, they're the most progressive. They have pedal people. Oh, saving fuel without dump trucks. But again, there is a reason, argument to why they exist.
No, there's not. They're in the way.
There is, dude. I know.
They're in the way.
Always in the way. I get that. And they're always. I cannot stress this enough. They are always in the way. But there are some streets that are too narrow for a dump truck to hit. So.
Don't care. Didn't ask. I mean,
yeah, but,
figure it out.
Towns,
stop being poor.
Impractical.
Stop living
right. right.
Towns, that's very impractical.
Yeah, we have a dump. We have to bring our own trash. Welcome to the real world.
Yeah, and you gotta pay the fucking membership for that. I don't know.
Yeah, you gotta pay for each
like
fucking
that.
Time you get a punch ticket.
Like,
it's bullshit.
Like, you need my money to.
It's a scam.
to work on your landfill? Like,
it's modern day scamism. All right, so let's begin to wrap it up. Bundy Beats, we'll get to your topic. What is this name change you teased just a while ago?
SIP. My name is Sip.
And you're proud of that?
Yeah, I like Sip. Fuck it.
Okay.
My name is Sip now.
Thought you said your name is Simp.
I have to go to court for it if I really want to legalize it. I don't know if I want to go to court to legalize it, but
why on earth would you want to do that?
You gotta do what you gotta do, you know.
$175. Have you been smoking crack?
Yeah.
Right.
Cracks.
Does it stand for something?
No.
Like an abbreviation?
No, it's literally just because. Like, there's
small internal penis.
No reason.
But it's
What the fuck are we doing here? If you really start calling me small internal penis, I might not do it.
You probably don't want to do it.
Why are you ruining this for me? It's
etched in gold.
He's like, shit. Why are you ruining
this? Yo, it's on live air now.
You're damn right, baby.
This is forever now.
Sip. Guys, I'm like, sip. You know, I'm sip. You know what I mean? Right? You know what I mean?
You want to come over and play with my sip?
I'm sip.
Like, what?
Yeah. Be like, yo, baby girl, I got a little sip.
You want a little
sip? So like, super irresistible pussy.
Another beer in the chat, boys.
Another beer in the chat. Oh boy.
Well, I was my thought was I was thinking slightly incapable person.
Do you think we care anymore?
Like that's
it's either super irresistible pussy or small internal penis. Like dude, you're shit out of luck now.
What did you just say? What's this stand for? Huh?
Yeah, you have two choices. Resistible. You have two choices.
I have three. Actually, I have three.
No, one of you them have small.
No, one of them is
one of them is
irresistible pussy.
Exactly. Wait. Okay, actually, sorry, Brandon. What are your two choices?
You have small internal penis or super irresistible pussy.
Well, there is actually a third option, and it's the way out. I might take it. The path less traveled, my friend.
You're so weird. You're a weird dude.
No, I'm
sorry. Anyways.
I'm legally changing my name to Sip. And you know what the best part about it is? Y'all are going to have to deal with it.
Nothing.
Oh, trust me. I won't. Like, you know how dead naming is a big problem? Like, I will continue to call you by your government name. Whether you like it or not.
And if you change your gender, we'll continue to call you your previous gender.
Jesus Christ, Cody.
Just for insult.
Just for the memes.
Just for the injuries.
Content. Not enough.
Just for the content. Look, you gotta get ahead. Jesus Christ. All right. Well, he's still Bundy Beats until he legally changes his name.
Nope. Sip Beats. Sip Beats.
That sounds so much worse. That sounds so horrible. Do you feel good about your career decisions now? Because that sounds horrific.
It was kind of a prank to begin with. I'm like, oh, mom, I changed my name to Sip. She's like,
oh, so you were just trying to piss your mother off?
Yeah. She's like, what the? And my dad, too. He'd be like, what the fuck's wrong with you, bro?
You're like, they kick you out. You're like, get the fuck out of here.
You're canceled.
No shit.
You're canceled. Jesus Christ.
I think it's nice, dude. I always love some super irresistible pussy.
Don't encourage this bad behavior, because if it's super irresistible pussy, I hope his girlfriend calls him by his full name when she gets mad at him, because that would be real fucking funny. Get over here, super irresistible pussy! How would that feel, Bundy? You feel like a man?
Leave your own acronym or...
Leave your acronyms at the door.
Leave your acronyms in the comments below.
Sip him. Jesus. I think now is a perfect time. Boys, what do you think? Let's get in to a little bit of our new segment on this podcast, Rapid Fire with Lack.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
All right, boys. Here's the deal. I'm going to put each of you on the hot seat, including me sometime. I'm going to put each of you on the hot seat all at the same time. I am going to, quote unquote, rapid fire launch questions at you. And these are either opinion-based questions or based on facts. You can answer them however you want. You can say both. You can say neither. You can say you don't have an answer. You can explain your answer. I'm just going to rapidly fire these questions at you.
Dude,
are you calling you're asking.
Brooksy, did you just play a fucking recording of Black?
No, he was just so good at that.
That was like
he was calm.
Yeah, he was crisp. He was the best.
Dude, the whole time I'm like, dude, it is like, is this like a skit? Is like something happening?
Cody,
just call me Midas. Just call me Midas.
That's just the mushrooms talking.
Jesus Christ. So, Laga, my only question is, are you going to call out who the question goes to first?
Oh, my God, Jesus.
No,
I'm going to ask
the questions.
Okay.
Laga, who
all
are these
of you,
questions
either single
for?
Fire or whatever.
It's El Dorado.
Just answer however way you want. I'm just going to rapidly fire questions.
I got it.
Okay.
But, hey, wait, take it a turn. Somebody. Take it somebody. Shut the fuck up.
About 20 or more questions for you.
Guys, who are the questions for?
Yeah. All of us.
Everybody.
Okay, so can we take turns so we're not...
Who's first, second, and third to answer then?
Hey, cunt.
Doesn't matter. You just yell out your answer.
Oh, so it's like a timed thing?
It's not timed. I'm just going to rapidly fire questions at you.
So whoever answers first and correctly wins?
There's no winning or losing. I'm just going to...
I'm so confused.
You ready? All right, here's the first question. Mac, iOS, or Windows?
Mac, iOS,
Windows.
You
say Windows, Brooks? Interesting.
That was the only fucking word I heard.
Mac, iOS, or Windows.
Yeah, like the iOS, you know, that's what MacBooks run off of, and your phone.
I'm going to have to, or what was the other one, Microsoft? Jesus. Cody, it's
Mac
fucking
or
Apple or Windows. Damn.
Or Windows.
Rapid fire.
Right.
rapid fire and be burnt to fucking death.
Seriously.
Cody's already singed. We're moving on. Heath Ledger or Johnny Depp?
Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. Oh my God.
Right.
We're
cool. The Rock or John Cena?
Did you say Leo
the
DiCaprio
Rock.
Or Johnny Depp?
John I did
Cena.
Not.
I have to
focus. The Rock.
OG,
the Rock beat John Cena at WrestleMania. What
I
are
like
we doing
the,
here?
I like The Rock.
Did he really?
John Cena.
Yes.
Okay.
I think.
Oh,
Harry
probably.
Potter
I think
or Lord of the Rings?
Neither.
Fucking prick. Both.
Neither.
If you had to pick one.
Both.
Harry Potter, because when Hermione's of age, she's kind of cute.
Rapid fire.
I like this game. Let's go.
Minecraft.
What the fuck did he say?
Minecraft or Warcraft?
Jesus Christ.
World of Warcraft?
Or Warcraft?
Yeah.
World of Warcraft is a different game than World of Warcraft, my dude.
You know what I mean.
World of Warcraft. I do know what you mean. World of Warcraft.
Warcraft is what you sign up for.
I'd play World of Warcraft
way better.
Any day of
Minecraft. I'd say Minecraft.
Minecraft.
All right. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Yeah.
Both. Makes my piss smell funny.
Dehydrating. It does make it smell like popcorn.
Who's scarier?
What?
Thanos or Voldemort?
Both.
Thanos.
Voldemort. Thanos had the right idea.
Am I scared of destroying a castle or half of the entire population of the universe?
Voldemort's basically undying.
And Thanos
really
had the right
him.
Idea.
And, Thanos was onto something.
He really was.
He
not
was.
Really.
Guys.
Some of you motherfuckers gonna win.
I've never watched a movie where the villain made the most sense. Like, like to that extent.
Right, yeah, no, it does make you think, doesn't it?
Like, Jesus Christ. He makes a damn good point. Half of us will die.
Guys.
All right, I got another one in the chamber.
Laka, 1 second. Everyone watching that movie who understood the villain was like, yeah, like half a population should die.
Yo, shouts to Toby. Toby's got to run.
Hey, Prime Toby.
You the best,
hi,
man.
Hi,
check
Toby.
It out, bro. Give you follow. You the best.
Everybody's
right,
joining.
We'll got a
we'll
lot
there.
More questions for you if you'd like.
I'm finishing my story. Whether y'all
are
busy, my dude.
PlayStation, Xbox, or Nintendo?
Ooh.
PlayStation.
This is one you can't say both. You have to pick one.
Can you guys hear me or no?
Yeah, I can hear you, buddy. We couldn't for a minute. Nintendo.
The fuck then.
I say Nintendo. You have to pick one.
Both. All three. Both.
Okay.
All three.
Pass.
Okay.
Pass.
All right. Avatar: The Last Airbender or Dragon Ball Z?
Pass.
Avatar.
Avatar.
Yep. Avatar, easy.
Dragon Ball Z was fire, though. When I was
Avatar was the best. Katrina was so hot.
Her name's dope. Katara. Her name
Katara. You know what I mean? You fucking dickhead.
What is wrong with you, Katara?
What's wrong with you?
You obviously haven't watched the show more than once.
Here's another one coming
at
you.
No, my favorite was that blonde bitch. That...
Low top? Yes, Toph. Toph is my favorite, too.
Toph.
Toph is my favorite. Low top shoes, mid top shoes, or high tops?
High top.
Oh, mids.
Low tops all day.
For sure.
Doesn't matter what season it is, low tops all day.
You see, we're a very diverse group of people on this podcast.
Well, I don't know for that diverse.
Shout out Ray B.
We like to think so. We're trying
to
make
it. Big Baggers fan, they had a rough ending. So did the Raiders, so I can't talk shit.
Ray, text something in the group.
Tattoos or piercings? If you could only get one, tattoos or piercings?
Tattoos.
Oh, fuck, I can't do either.
Tattoo for sure.
You have to get one. Either a tattoo or a piercing.
Tattoo.
What would be the most least hurting place to get pierced?
What would be the least bloody?
Your testicles. The penis, because I don't have one.
Not true. Okay.
Your testicles.
Wow.
Your eyebrows.
Wow. Thanks,
they don't bleed. They don't bleed, do they?
My name is Sip now.
Your ear. Your ear. I don't care.
Brooks, I heard eyebrows don't hurt. So you could get an eyebrow piercing.
Well, that depends on who you are. If you're squeamish like Brooks, you would cry.
Oh,
I would definitely cry.
Oh my god!
I can't even get on her case. She's been rude to me plenty of times. That one I can't even get on her case.
She has no reason to.
It's nothing against you. It's nothing against you. She just said that you couldn't do either.
Mommy.
Fuck off. Honestly, that's all I have to say to that.
Like, moving on. Boxers or briefs?
Oh, boxers.
Boxers? Who the
easier
fuck?
Easier to beat off.
Lacka, sometimes boxers. I question
well, when
your,
you
your
say,
questions.
When I say briefs, I also mean like compression shorts, too.
No, seriously. Fuck those. Dude, sometimes.
Ooh, compression shorts are kind of nice, and you got a nice stiff
in the
morning.
I question your questions.
When you're bricked up in the morning, you're just laying there. You just wake up for no reason, bricked to the moon.
Lacka, you realize you're not asking... Lacka, you realize you're not asking Canadians these questions, right?
It doesn't matter who I ask these questions.
Hey, when's the last time you came up with a segment for the show, Bundy?
Oh, plenty of times. Did we ever go with them? Right. No.
We're coming at your face real quick.
Go back and listen.
Thongs or cheekies?
Ooh.
Thongs? Because I don't know.
Love me a good thong. Catches the moisture.
Chap. It's like...
An assless
they're almost
chap.
Like
that was a joke.
They show the cheeks more.
Ooh, okay, that's
not
fire,
as much
though.
As thongs do, though. But
okay, but...
I guess it depends on your style.
Okay, well, it depends on the ass in those.
I like things. Nurses.
That's also true. Good point.
Well, I'm
thank
thinking
you.
Thong, because it don't matter either way.
All right, cats
that
or dogs?
Dogs?
Cats or
dogs?
Dogs. Cats.
Cats.
Fuck. Cats.
Cats.
Pussy.
Why am I friends with psychopaths?
3-1, Brooks.
Yeah, and
dogs.
None of you have functioning brains.
Right,
like, what are we doing here?
Here's an easy one. Tigers or lions?
Lions.
Oh, lions.
Tigers.
Lions
tigers.
Lay the
I meant
pipe.
To say
tigers. Tigers, because they're like... What
the fuck are you talking about?
Sorry, Brooks. You know? Tigers.
Pikachu or
Eevee?
Eevee.
Don't
what
be stupid.
What does that mean?
Pikachu or
Eevee? Don't be stupid. Thor Clark shouts, welcome to the weekly wrap-up. Welcome to Rapid Fire.
All right.
Eevee's obviously the best.
Duncan and Starbucks.
Oh, Duncan. Starbucks tastes like shitty weed.
Shout out, Dora.
I'd rather come
for agreeing with me.
We're getting off. Whoa. We're a tornado.
Who the fuck said Cumbie's coffee? Are you uncultured?
Bundy.
Are you a swine?
Bundy,
what the...
Sid Hanlon, I mean, Sip.
Wait, what
oh,
was
God.
The question?
Oh, God,
what
was
the
happening?
Question?
Duncan or
Starbucks?
Duncan
or
Starbucks?
I don't even know why Duncan's in
dude,
the
dude, I've only had Starbucks once. I don't
yeah,
know.
It tastes like shitty weed.
It's not
weed.
Good. Because it's not good.
Yeah, it wasn't. Right. The, what I had wasn't good, no.
Digital downloads or physical copies?
Physical copies.
Ooh.
100% physical copies.
Digital downloads have like their benefits, but like physical copies are more like
they also have a lot of
appreciated value, you know.
Physical copies for the feeling,
because
digital downloads for the anxiety.
Because digital
downloads, there you go. Yep. Don't
want to
go out in public today.
Could be a cross-gen these days, and a physical copy might not be though.
Yeah, shouts to my cross-gens, whatever the fuck that meant.
You might want a digital copy for the cross-gen.
Would you rather have? This one's kind of a weird one. Ooh. Would you rather have a painting of a place or a real picture of that place?
Painting. Art is amazing.
A painting could be worth more than the picture.
So say I go to a porno studio. Do I get a photo or do I get a painting?
Right, that's all in context, guys.
Painting.
Well, yeah, I like your argument, but it really depends.
Painting. Because you can make way bigger whatever you want. That's neither here nor there. Welcome to the weekly wrap-up, boys.
You can exaggerate, yeah.
Yeah, damn right.
Sunrise or sunset?
You can Photoshop.
Sunrise or sunset?
I've laid more pipe during sunrise. Sunrise.
Sunrise acid trips. I mean,
sunset.
Oh, that's what I'm doing. Whoa, no, I would never do anything like that.
No, we don't condone those.
Ever.
We don't know what that is. We don't know what that is.
I don't know what he was talking about. I thought he was going to say we were playing video games.
Sulfuric acid?
This one, you can only pick one. The other one goes away forever. What? You can only pick one. Hockey or basketball?
Wait, what is it? What is
that one is directed towards me, and you're an asshole.
What happened? What are you
This is one's a hard one. This one's a hard one. You can only pick one, and the other one goes away forever. Hockey or basketball? I can't even answer this one.
I'm picking basketball because I would want to play basketball again. If I had to give up hockey forever, I could let that go.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know, but it's so entertaining to watch.
I couldn't give up basketball.
So you know what I'm going to – the only reason I'm going to pick it, and it's bias, recency bias, but we've had Warriors parties. We've never had LA Kings parties, and those Warriors parties are lit watching those Warriors play basketball. I got to pick basketball.
Yeah, I think we're all on basketball on that one. Yeah. Sorry,
those parties are lit.
See, I love watching hockey, though, man.
If you pick baseball, same. It might be pretty hard.
Oh, no. Baseball's so boring. I love baseball.
I like harder questions.
Oh, God.
I couldn't watch it, though.
Dr. Dre or DJ Khaled?
Oh,
Dr. Dre.
That wasn't even a question.
DJ Khaled has some sneaky bangers, though. DJ Khaled has some early sneaky bangers.
There's a reason that DJ Khaled is where he is.
For the rest of these questions?
I have to give credit where credit's due, but, I just don't feel like that's a proper comparison.
Sneaky bangers.
For these final questions.
Yeah, go ahead, Lack.
It's the same thing of the hockey question applies. If you pick one,
one goes away forever. Ooh, that makes it a little tougher. I definitely listen to more DJ Khaled than Dr. Dre, but Dr. Dre has more bangers than DJ Khaled.
Yeah, I could care less about DJ Khaled.
I'd probably go Dre.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the thing because.
I don't know. DJ Khaled has them on one.
I feel like status-wise, they might be in the same spot, but I don't feel like talent-wise, they're in the same spot.
Yeah, these are getting into some good questions.
I feel like
DJ Khaled has "I'm on one." It has "Wild Thoughts."
It doesn't have to be just songs by.
I'm on a new level. Didn't he produce that?
No, that wasn't him.
Rick Ross and him, right?
That was Rick Ross and ASAP Ferg.
He probably.
That's true. He might have.
He probably made the beat.
I think it would have been more obvious if he made the beat.
I can't answer this next one. This one's really hard.
He always puts a tag on it for sure.
Yeah, like five.
You can only pick one. The other one goes away forever. This one's really hard.
Dude. Okay.
Beyonce or Rihanna?
Rihanna.
I hate you.
Rihanna.
I hate you.
This is such a hard question.
Rihanna. It wasn't for me. Sorry.
It's not even that hard for me, dude, because to be honest, I listen to more Rihanna. Like,
exactly.
But, like, it's Queen B, and I love her, and she's gorgeous.
Their music.
Rihanna's beautiful, but Beyonce has those songs. I mean, Drunk in Love, Crazy in Love.
They never had a huge impact on me necessarily, so.
I can't even answer this one. I like them both the same. Okay, maybe Rihanna a little more, but like I don't think we'd have Rihanna without Beyonce. So this is kind of a double-edged sword.
Maybe Beyonce. I think I'm gonna go.
Can we cancel them both?
You know, Beyonce has those songs too. Like I've played these songs during dates, and they've gotten the job done. I'm gonna go Beyonce.
Beyonce got the job done, I see. All
right. Damn right. Dude, Crazy in Love, I have definitely smashed a Crazy in Love. That's a hard song to fuck to the beat to. That one's wild.
I don't think I'm ever going to be able to listen to it again.
Here we go. One stays.
Good.
One stays, the other's gone forever. Eminem, bangers, Kendrick Lamar.
Now get out of here.
Oh, keep me Kendrick. Keep me Kendrick. I got too many Kendrick bangers.
You're getting rid of Eminem.
I have too many Kendrick bangers versus Eminem bangers.
Eminem has redefined the world. How could he?
Kendrick has swimming pools.
No.
the greatest drinking song of all time. Every
other song. Eminem has every other song that he's ever
Kendrick made. Has Backseat Freestyle. All the stars.
Dude, you know how many songs he did with AB Soul that are just fire? Popped them right on GTA Online.
Damn, that's true. This is another one. Schoolboy Q.
Instantly cemented into.
Okay, I'll make it a little easier.
Of our later
or a little bit harder. Old school Eminem or Kendrick Lamar?
I'm still thinking Kendrick. I got too many Kendrick bangers, dude.
Listen. Yeah, okay.
I know, so but you can't touch that's this more lyricism.
Realistic. That's more realistic because you said old school Eminem. That's more realistic there because new school Eminem is not Eminem. Old school.
Yeah, no, you're right. But it's still, he still has lyricism.
I still would have picked both of them.
Swimming Pools is an iconic song.
It's definitely in the question. I'm going to fucking recode the questions. I'm going in
after this podcast. I dare anyone who listens to it in the replay. I dare anyone who's listening to it in the live. Go back and listen to Swimming Pools. That is a iconic
go
song.
Listen to
yeah, but
kids.
My name is isn't. My name listen, is iconic.
I guarantee 99% of you have not heard "The Kids" by Eminem. The Kids.
I don't know if that's the one you should be promoting if you're trying to win this battle.
Single
we're going to be honest. I think Lack had a better suggestion at my name is. I don't think the one you suggested is the great one for
everybody
this battle.
Knows that,
against swimming
everybody
pools.
Knows that nonsense, okay?
It's ADHD. Nonsense.
All right, I got a couple bullets left in the chamber.
Oh, that's right. Getting caught up here in the semantics.
You can't get rid of
Kendrick. One stays, the other's gone forever. Mary J. Blige or Aretha Franklin?
Oh, I'm taking Mary J.
Wait, what was the question?
I gotta say Aretha. Aretha.
Really?
Yeah. Urethra?
Oh my god.
We are the worst. Okay, we are so bad at giving condolences to people.
Don't even bring it back up. This has been like 6 weeks in a row since we've started this show. We just suck at it.
So bad at it.
I was talking to Brooksy about this shit, yo. And I was like, yo, we were like literally just like
yo, shuts
absolutely
yowl.
Disgracing these dead people.
We're the worst at condolences.
And this fucking veteran hops on and just starts talking about his dead family member. And like,
yo, that was last fucking, week. That's right. You know,
like, was I'm that last week? Yeah, it was. Shit. Yeah, it was last week.
Like, really? I just know that when I die, nobody's gonna like
stop
conglomerate me.
Well, I mean, technically you're the co-host, so I'd have to do something. I can't just like kill you off like it's a soap opera. I mean, I'll have to be like, well,
you'd be like, a dyke killed him too.
Jesus, he went out the way he always was defending. What a shame.
All right, last and final question I got coming at you.
Hey, shout out.
One stays, the other's gone forever. Joe Rogan or Brandon Brooks?
Jesus Christ.
Get rid of Joe Rogan, dude.
Get rid of Joe Rogan. Get him out of here.
He literally did what I was going to do like 10 years earlier, so fuck that guy.
Brooks is doing the Joe Rogan as we
speak.
Brooks is out.
You're damn right.
Another beer in the
Joe
chat,
Rogan's
boys.
Out of here. Brooks is.
I know that one fucking burns a hole in Jackie's ass, but we are fucking Brooks fans over here, not Rogan fans. Even though we defended him for 25 minutes earlier in the show. Yeah.
No, we're fans That's of true. Rogan, but we're
damn right, we Brooks just could never. We could never leave a voice like mine out there
I had
in the
to
abyss.
Put that question in there.
Bundy,
you're an asshole. Just wait.
What?
I'll fucking.
What
are you thinking? I'll get you back.
Brooks or Rogan?
No, dude, give it like a couple years. Joe Rogan will be nothing. No one will be talking about him, and everyone will be talking about Brandon Brooks.
That would be wild. I'll
and
be canceled.
And I'll be like, cancel Brooks campaign.
I don't think you'd be the first one to try that. I honestly think Gianna would be the first one to try
it. Posts and everything,
dude. I'll be always on the show. I'll be like, go ahead and dislike and feel free to unsubscribe and then unsubscribe.
Why the fuck are you listening to this show? That's the plan. Ladies and gentlemen, I think this has been a fantastic. What a way to end it with someone dying. I think that's the best way to go out. This has been the week that was. Any final thoughts, my boys? Lacka, Cody, Bundy. Final thoughts.
Glad I could rapidly fire questions in your earlobes.
Oh, you're going to have to keep working on it because that's a recurring segment, my friend.
Yes, sir.
We got to be more, like, systematic about it. Like, Bowen's answer. Cody's answer.
No, you just have to get good.
It'll take too long. It's called rapid fire. It'll take too long.
Well, it's just to shout good. Shit out. Like,
I just said
yes.
Yeah.
That's what we did the whole time, and it was hilarious.
Mayhem. It's supposed to be mayhem.
It's hilarious.
Blonde Jesus in the chat, boys.
Blonde Jesus. Shouts to our boy. What? Shouts to our boy Blonde Jesus, I guess.
I didn't mean any harm.
Ginger Jesus. I didn't mean any harm.
Thank you for tuning in, though.
For my boys, Bundy Beats, Cody, Wacka, this has been the weekly wrap-up. Shouts to Will who came through. Thank you for joining us. We will try to pop through, hop into your live real quick. Thank you for everyone. Be sure to join Cody and I Monday if you're listening to this replay on the weekend. We are back with another interview that I am very excited to give to you guys. We'll be back here at the same spot on Friday. So if you are listening to this replay and you missed out on the chaos, you can be a part of Rapid Fire and you can join the shouting match that is Rapid Fire.
Yes, sir.
Be sure to follow the show if you're not already. Download this week's episode and join us next Friday for the weekly wrap-up. This has been the Wrap It Up podcast for the boys. I'm your host, Brooks.